Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Okay, listen, if you're in the world of weddings right now, maybe you're going to a wedding, maybe you're planning a wedding, this might sound a little bit familiar to you. I saw this story this morning and I was like, what? So a growing number of couples are telling their wedding guests no gifts. And then they put dot, 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 seriously, no gifts.
So just money?
No, not even monies.
What?
There's all these wedding planning platforms that brides can go on to, you know, and, you know, book all their crap, whatever it is. It's been a long time since I've had to do all this. But anyway, they're saying that the number of couples choosing gift-free weddings has roughly doubled in the past year. And the big reason is these couples planning the weddings are like, you know what? Going to a wedding has actually gotten incredibly expensive. So the gift to us is just you being here and all of us enjoying time together. Because we know that you're maybe having to do a flight, a hotel, an Uber, a full-on rental car. And we don't want you putting out any more money. You have made the trip and you're celebrating with us. That is gift enough. And I can tell by your face right now, Katie, this is not good for you. Because if you get married for the fifth time, you're going to want gifts.
I've never been married.
Oh, you haven't?
That's why I feel like I should get gifts.
No.
Like, you know, like when you have a baby, you have the baby shower for the first baby, but then the second baby and the third baby, they're like, well, you don't need a baby shower. I've never been married. I feel like I should still get gifts.
Yeah, but you have stuff. Another big note in this story is these couples are saying, listen, we already live together. We've been living in sin for a long time. There's nothing else that we need. We don't need another toaster or a mixer or a charcuterie board. We don't need any of that.
No.
So save your money.
What about like to the honeymoon or a trip? They're not asking for anything.
Okay, so here's what I did with my wedding.
Okay.
We did have an account set up where people could go and just donate money to a fund that would get us new furniture. Because we wanted a whole new bedroom set.
Oh, that's nice.
Because we wanted to destroy it. Because we were newlyweds.
Less nice.
But we wanted a whole new bedroom setup. So that's not cheap, right?
No.
You know,
not.
If you're wandering over to, I don't know, Oak Express at the time. I don't know.
Yeah.
And, you know, so a lot of people did that. They donated to that fund and it put a massive chunk into that new bed. And we really appreciated that.
The eye wink. That's funny.
Other couples are actually flipping the whole tradition around, and they are giving their guests gifts when
they
show up.
Well, that's not
so
get
you
crazy.
You roll into the wedding, which has already costed you $30,000, and they're handing their guests sweatshirts and hats and concert-style posters. Yeah.
Wait.
That's what I want when I go to your wedding, a concert-style poster of you.
So are they going to set up a merch tent outside their nuptials? Is that what's going to happen?
Do you know how quick that poster would end up in the trash on my walk out from that wedding?
Why in the world? Before you even left. Like,
I would be rolling that thing up and shoving it in a trash can.
What happened to the wedding mints with your initials on them?
Right?
Like, that's what you do.
So according to The Knot, which is a massive wedding website, they say that the average cost of simply attending a wedding right now, and be thinking of this, if you are attending a wedding, is $610 per person. Now, that's obviously got to be you're going out of state, right?
It has to be.
If I'm rolling down to Parker for a wedding, I'm not spending $610.
No.
There was one Gen Z wedding guest on The Knot, and she had a post that said, just going to a wedding for her friend is costing her $2,000.
Yeah.
Between the dress and airfare and hotel. And she said, there's no way that I'm going to add a gift on top of that. It feels extremely excessive. So I don't know how I feel about this. I guess I don't know how I feel about this. If I were to get remarried now,
fingers crossed, no,
I wouldn't want gifts because
no.
I got enough junk.
Well, again, you're at a stage in your life where you don't want things.
But what do you need? If you were to get married tomorrow, what do you need?
I need a man first, Jeremy.
Well, put a man
Number
on your
one.
Registry. Go to IKEA and get you one. And you can put them together.
Build a
I'll
man.
I'll build him myself. Like, yeah.
No, but truly,
can
what
I build
would it?
Him myself,
well, you probably
actually,
could.
Because
technology is fascinating right now. But what would you put on your registry?
I would want the honeymoon paid for. I would. Yeah. Like, I think that if I was going to get somebody to pay for anything, that would be it. Maybe the down payment on the house.
There is a side note at the bottom of this where a lot of couples and brides, mostly probably some bridezillas, are saying that showing up without a gift is rude and you should follow the cover your plate rule if you're going to a wedding. And that means the gift should roughly cover the cost of what the couple spent on your entire dinner. So think of your chicken platter sitting in front of you, maybe a couple drinks, and you're like, eh, what was that, $50?
So that
gift should equal what your plate cost you at the wedding.
But now they're saying all of this extra stuff with the, you know,
too complicated.
Goes into it. It's way too complicated.
Too complicated.
Man.
Just do what I do. I did this just the other day to one of our listeners. Hi, Robert. Just make up something that you have going on that day so you can't make it.
Oh, Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Yeah. RSVP. Ah, man, I'm busy.
Sorry, Robert.
Sorry. Sorry, Robert.
Josh and I will be there,
yeah.
Robert.
Yeah, sorry,
it's harder
Robert.
To do if it's your sister or something, yeah. though. Yeah, I'm busy that day. Yeah. Uh-huh. I was pretty fired up the other day when I came into the studio.
Yeah.
It was early, too.
It was so early.
It was like at 6 a.m. Katie's like, what'd you do yesterday?
That was like an hour before the show. It was like 5 a.m.
It was early.
When you started firing off.
And man, did I go off. I was like, let me tell you what I did yesterday.
Yeah.
So I had to run some errands on this end of town the other day after the show. And I had some time to kill before I made those errands. So I wandered over to, I'm going to keep everything very vague. I wandered over to a mall,
mm-hmm.
and I went into this mall, and I'm not going to mention any stores either, but I went into this mall. It's a high-end mall. I wandered around, and I started going into a few of the shops, well-known shops
mm-hmm.
that are pretty hip, pretty trendy.
Yeah.
You'll know them if you saw them. And I'm walking around these stores. And I'm like, oh, that's a nice shirt. Oh, I flip over the price tag, and it's like $150.
Fired you right up.
I walked over to the table. I was like, oh, I like these little joggers. These joggers look pretty good. Uh-huh. I could probably rock these a little bit. $180 for a pair of joggers.
And you were mad. You're big mad, bro. You
the were
words
mad. In my internal monologue, I cannot repeat on the air.
No.
My internal monologue. So I was like, oh, okay, all right, whatever. So I'm not buying anything here. So I left. And then I walked down to the hall to another very well-known store that is incredibly hip and trendy. And I grabbed a baseball cap to see how much it was. And it was $80 for a baseball cap. And I wasn't in that store for more than 30 seconds. And I said, F to the U, I'm out of here.
You screamed it.
I came in the studio and I screamed.
Yeah.
It because I went in about four or five other stores and looked at the price tags of shirts that were over $100.
Yeah.
Joggers, shorts, whatever. Oh, approaching $200.
Mm-hmm.
And I, in the studio, was going, blank you, blank you, blank every store in this mall.
Yeah.
And then I was like, who are these people buying these products at that price?
Yeah.
Insane. That is stupid. That is stupid to buy a pair of joggers for $200. I bought a pair of joggers at Sam's Club the other day that were $15.
Yeah.
They looked exactly and feel exactly like the joggers in one of these stores. Mine were $15. These were $200.
And you probably couldn't tell the difference if you were given the two.
If it was a blind pants try-on test, I would not have known. And it instantly got me pissed off that there are so many people out there struggling, and there's these millennials and Zers who, I don't have any money.
Yeah.
I can't afford anything. Because I'm going to go cry about it. But you know what? Who was shopping in these stores? People that had no reason to be shopping in these stores. They were young millennials and Zers in there. And I'm like, this is why you guys can't afford anything.
Oh, yeah.
You're buying this crap for the gram.
Yeah.
That's
no,
the only reason you're doing this.
And that's exactly it. It's totally social presence. Like,
it's social
that is absolutely
presence.
What it is. I was just talking to the baby Nana about this because she gets into the habit of she has like a concert coming up or, you know, she has an event coming up and she needs a new outfit for it. And she does that where she thinks she needs to
buy
the high-end purse, the high-end shoes to go with it, blah, blah, blah. And her justification is, well, I'm only doing it when I have an event, when I have this, you know. She added up the things that she had spent on just this summer alone. I asked her to add up the things that she bought this summer alone. $1,100.
See, that is dumb.
For clothes that she wore once. These are for concerts. These are for, you know.
She won't wear them
things.
Again?
Well, she probably will, but I mean, they're really fancy outfits. There's only so many places you can wear something like that. You know, so it's like it really takes. So it stung her.
Oh,
it's and now she's on a she can't buy anything phase. So for the, from now until the end of the year, she has grounded herself from buying anything. Because she spent so much money this summer already.
Story after story about how the saving, but you can't even cover $1,000 expense. There's so many Americans that can't cover $1,000. Expense if something were to pop up with your car.
Yeah.
But yet, all of you are in there buying these baseball caps for $80, and that is just so stupid.
It is pretty insane. And
save your money. You can get a ball cap that does this, it blocks the sun just the same off Amazon for $15. Put the rest of it in an investment account and watch your money grow, for God's sakes.
Yeah. No, I mean, it is kind of frustrating to see. Like
I had called my wife as soon as I left that
did
mall.
You?
I went off on
you
my
were
wife.
Fired up.
I did. I was yelling. She's like, "Please stop yelling at me." I was like, "This is so dumb that we are all being so pressured into buying all this crap. You're paying for a logo so you look good on your social media."
Yeah.
The flex is having cash in the bank and shutting up about it and not telling anybody, not showing your wealth.
Yeah.
Not flaunting it. That is should be your flex right now.
Well, but it's
instead
hard.
Of an $80 hat, Josh.
We wanted to kind of point Josh out because he's wearing one of the.
Yeah, you're part of the problem.
You know, like
you're only part of the problem if you can't afford it. That's
okay.
All. Just say that.
You're
only part of the problem if you can't afford it. That's all.
Oh.
I'll be quiet.
Okay.
No, we did. That was an awkward silence
there.
Be
quiet. I'll say stuff to you off here.
It is part of the keeping up with the Joneses, right?
Very much so.
It's very much like so your neighbor gets a pool, so you need to put in a pool because if you don't, your life's over.
Yeah.
There's no point living if you don't have a pool, just like your neighbor, right?
Well, it's the Instagram effect. People are always looking at you, always judging you.
That's
always.
What I just said you're buying these stupid logos for social media. Stop it.
Well, but that's
and I will say, older I've gotten too, I realize that too. Like I'm not. Going to those stores. I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm going to those less and less.
Every day you come in and say you went to Nordy's this week, and I went to Nordy's this week.
Well, that was with the,
so
that was with the GF.
You're
that was with
so
the GF.
Full of it.
But that being said, you don't need the name brand stuff as much as I thought I used to.
I have on Amazon pants today. I have Amazon Basics on today.
They're great
and
pants.
A Target polo, and I look pretty good today. I look really well put together. Katie, where did you buy your stuff?
I think my entire outfit cost $30.
See, that's a flex.
TJ Maxx and, you know, like
that impresses me way more than somebody walking around in $200 softy pants.
Well, and I think, again, you go back to just the way you were raised and stuff, because I know coming from a household that I didn't have a lot of money growing up, and, you know, when we went back to school clothes shopping, my parents directed us towards the clearance rack. So that's kind of where I go now. Like, when I go shopping, if I go into a fancy store, immediately back of the store, where are the red tags? That's what I'm looking for, you know, each and every time. So that's just
how
I
shop. And
you
can look good by shopping frugal, not worrying about what your tag says and just clean yourself up. You can look put together without spending. Oh my God. If I had bought like two shirts, it would have been $300 for two shirts that I liked at the mall.
Which is nuts.
Oh, that's asinine.
And, but are your kids asking for the expensive stuff for school?
No,
they're
not.
They didn't ask for that? No.
No.
Not yet. It usually
and I almost
in high
have
school,
to push them to be like, hey, it's, no, I'm not going to go anywhere. I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to talk about my kids. But no. Let's just say no.
Okay.
No. But they're frugal like me, too.
Because I remember there were certain things that I needed. Like, I needed the $120 shoes when I was growing up. But I played basketball.
Luckily, we don't have to do any of
that. I played basketball, so I had to flex, right?
Listen,
like, you're on the court.
There is scenarios if you are in a sport in high school or something.
Yeah.
There are some products you are going to have to spend some cash on, for sure. But I'm telling you right now, if you're at a job where things are tight and you're having trouble making car payments, you're not saving, but yet you're running to the mall and buying this stuff. It's that whole saying that you're buying crap that you don't need to impress people you don't even like. And I love that saying.
Well, and
absolutely,
it's truly like the younger generation. A lot of it, they are influenced on social media and what
That's
they watch.
All it
because,
is.
Well, now if you see any of like the like Love is Blind, for example, you'll see a pretty outfit that a girl is wearing, and immediately you'll see a little prompt that says, "Do you want this outfit?
Which
buy
is
it now."
Crazy that you can do that.
You
now.
Can just buy it right from the screen.
Shout out to Steph who just texted in and said, "I'm wearing a $3 shirt I picked up at a garage sale."
Yes,
you're doing it right, Steph.
Yeah,
save the rest of your money. Put it in an interest-bearing account. A lot of people writing in about how their flex is shopping at Costco. Hells to the yes!
Yeah,
get you some big jars of mayonnaise and pants.
I love getting a good deal on something. Too. Like, I have a bathrobe that's the Uggs. It's an Uggs bathrobe. It is three sizes too small, but I paid $20 for it. I wear it almost every day.
It's a kimono, right?
Well, I don't know about that. That one you might have to throw away. So anyway, I'm sorry. I should have played a song, but I'm pretty fired.
You are fired. You've been fired up.
I need to do this for Your Majesty. It's a Your Majesty proclamation. All I'm asking you guys to do is think logically about this stuff. If you see pants that are almost $200 and a shirt that's $200 and a baseball cap that's $80 for a hat, just ask yourself, should I buy this or should I save a little money, okay?
Yeah.
That's all I'm asking.
Yeah. Give yourself a day to think about it, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And honestly, nobody on social media even cares. They don't care what you're wearing, okay? In Amazon Basics pants, they rock, all right? That's all I have to say. Are we done?
We done.
I think we're done.